It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over North America. March Madness is here. The first day of spring is today. And man, we've had a lot to discuss, like the upset. McNeese beating Clemson, and I'm going to get into that in a second. McNeese is it's one of those cool stories. We'll talk about that. Creighton beating Louisville, Auburn beating Alabama. We got some games that are going on right now, this minute, this second. Tennessee leading Wofford 36-27. We got Arkansas and Kansas. About 5 seconds left here to go in the first half. Man, there's so much basketball in front of me. Trying to keep up. 47-44, Arkansas leads Kansas. We got Yale and Texas A&M going at it right now. Texas A&M leads 32-25. And then Drake in Missouri, they just got underway. They tipped off a few minutes ago. Missouri leads Drake 4-3. So we'll keep you up to date on all of the games and all the action as we continue on with this show. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all across North America, listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM 375, and a smart speaker. If you have one, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. The show starts every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Find me everywhere on the internet at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to call me, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. There's really one matchup, one game I'm looking forward to the rest of the evening. I want to see whether or not St. John smokes Omaha. And we talked about newspapers and the fact that they don't physically exist in the same way as they did years ago. Why would they? It's a waste of money, waste of paper, waste of trees. If there's a world where St. John's loses to Omaha, on the back page of the New York Post, there will be jokes about Omaha, Nebraska, a team in Omaha beating a New York team. So that's all I'm looking for. That game is about an hour and 45 minutes away from getting started. But we got a good one. This one is probably going to go down to the wire based on what we see right now. Arkansas still leading Kansas 47-44. But the big game that we saw, I'd say the biggest upset that we got today was McNeese knocking off Clemson 69-67. There's so many stories to unpack here with McNeese. They're going to move on and take on Purdue. But their head coach, Will Wade, has already pretty much said that he's going to leave and make his way to North Carolina State, which is hilarious to me. And this is something that has just really captured my attention. Amir Khan. Greg, are you familiar with this guy?
Can't say I am.
Amir Khan is the manager here for McNeese State. He made a joke about mopping up the floors. He is walking the team out with a boombox. He is, by the way, and I just learned about this during the break. McNeese State manager Amir Khan, he has become a fan favorite during March Madness. Nicknamed Aura, Amir Khan now has NIL deals with Buffalo Wild Wings, Tick Pick, and Insomnia Cookies. This man walks the team out with a boombox out of the locker room as his teammates tower over him. He wears chains and they bump music that I've never heard of in my life. So everybody, this is the fun time of the year, Greg, where you get to March Madness and there's so many characters, and not just the basketball players. Like who can forget Sister Jean? Nobody forgets Sister Jean. I don't know how old she is, right? How old is she? She got to be like 105 years old, right?
Yeah, she's got to be triple digits. And
oh, definitely. She was triple digits when Loyola was on a run. Let's see.
She's still cooking, though, right? Still alive?
She is. I saw her I don't know, September, October, somebody didn't give her a handshake. They missed her. Disrespectful to Sister Jean. Oh, my God. She is 105 years old.
You were right on.
Yeah, I was. I mean, damn. She will be 106 in August. Wow.
JR, where are you on the dog mascots that we often see with those, like, bulldogs? Every bulldog team has a live mascot at these games.
Oh, so the fact that we can't have a live mascot until the Final Four, correct, right?
Is that a rule?
It is. There are no live dogs. There are no live animals until we get to the Final Four.
That's no fun. I saw last week at Madison Square Garden, the Butler Bulldog was meeting the UConn Husky.
Yeah, but that's the tournament. I mean, those are the tournaments. It's not the NCAA tournament. Those are the conference tournaments.
So what you're saying is the conferences know how to have more fun than the NCAA does.
Well, what does PETA say about this? PETA is probably very upset about the animals being outside, no?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, very upset. If we're going to see animals, it won't be until the Final Four in San Antonio. And so you're asking me what now? Do I like animals? Am I a fan of the animals?
Well, you just started talking about some of the non-athlete draws in March Madness.
Amir Khan and Sister Jean.
Right, and I said, why not shout out the dogs? And now you're teaching me something. I didn't realize we had to wait until the Final Four for them.
I say Sister Jean, and you start thinking about bulldogs, huh?
Listen, I'm just trying to add to the conversation. Okay. If there was any kind of connotation there, I apologize.
By the way, to go all over the world, there is a club right down, it's about, what am I on, 14th Street? There's a club, let's say about, is this a 10-minute walk? It's called Bulldogs. It's a very popular club here in Atlanta. You can Google that on your own time, Greg. Now, how do I feel about animals? Is that the question you originally had?
Specifically at sporting events, you know. I guess it's more of a football thing with you guys have the Uggas in Georgia. And,
Texas
Longhorn Bull is always there.
Yeah, here in Georgia, we're up to like the fifth dog. I can't keep up, man. I can't keep up.
So you don't care?
I don't care. The dog is at the football game. He's sitting on the sidelines. He has, he has air conditioning. I don't care as long as the animals aren't like a dog at a football game. Okay, fine, whatever. You know, he got a house. He doesn't care what's going on. You know, he lives a good life. Fine. Like Bevo, is that what he is? At Texas,
is that his name?
Yeah, the Longhorn, right? Him.
I didn't know his name.
He tried to kill Ugga. You remember that?
Huh? That I do remember. Yes.
Yeah, man. Do we need a bull at a football game? Do we need that?
Yeah, I think we can say no and not be anti-animal, right?
Yeah, like we don't need. I've said this. I don't want to. This is such a terrible pun, a cliche to use it this time. You ready for this, Greg? You ready?
Hit me.
I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Oh,
there we go. Huh? You like that, right?
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I've mentioned this plenty of times here on the show. I used to date somebody at LSU. Okay, down in Louisiana. I love Baton Rouge. I love Baton Rouge.
Do they have a live tiger?
That's my point.
Yeah.
Okay. The first time I saw that tiger, man, I saw that tiger. It was July. There was no school. There were no students, and I went by and saw, his name is Mike. I don't know what Mike they're up to at this point. And I'm seeing a tiger, and I'm saying to myself out here. And we had some, PETA, and let me tell you something, Greg. PETA people listen to the show. I've gotten an email from PETA.
Oh, no.
It's good. It's a good email. They appreciated what I said on the radio. And I'm not a PETA person, but I agree with a lot of some of the things they say. Don't throw paint on people's clothes and all this stuff. I don't care about that stuff. But I'm saying all of this to say I might get an email tomorrow. I saw Mike the Tiger, and I just had to go and say to myself, wait a minute. This is a tiger by himself in Louisiana. In the Louisiana heat, I don't know if he's built for the humidity. I know he's a tiger. He used to be in it hot, whatever. But he's in there by himself. I'm like, he don't got no Tiger friends. And I'm bet they give him the best food and he has the best water and he has the best cage that a tiger can get for a kid. I'm just like, no matter how good you say you treat him, like, and maybe you saved him and he has no choice. I can understand that. If you save the tiger and if you put him in the wild, he's in danger, you know, then I get it. But just to have a tiger in the middle of Louisiana just is kind of off to me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, to me, to have a tiger anywhere outside of a zoo is off to me.
Well, not a zoo, just, I guess a zoo. But I don't know.
In The Hangover, when they got to get Mike Tyson's tiger back to him, like, holy, yeah. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Why are tigers in zoos? So we can see them in person? I don't know. I used to go see the tigers as a kid. Everybody had a tiger.
Matter of fact, right now, with Drake in Missouri, we have the Bulldogs and the Tigers.
Yeah, right. How about that? And we know, well, and how about this? Drake is leading Missouri right now, 10-7, still early in the game. So we'll see what happens. But I got no problem with the animal mascots. Just take it easy. Like, you know, like if LSU can have a tiger in the middle of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, why don't we just build a rhino? I don't know where rhinos live. Let's build a rhino pit in the middle of Times Square and just give him the best. What does a rhino do? What does he eat? I don't even know what a rhino eats.
It does feel like tigers, wildcats, and bulldogs are like the three that they all are in college athletics, right?
Say, you forgot about all the birds, right? There's birds.
I guess what, there's cardinals?
It's cardinals. There's, what am I missing? I don't know.
Anybody called the Eagles in college?
Yeah, there's an eagle somewhere. Yeah,
Marquette. They're the Eagles.
Yeah, Golden Eagles. Yep. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, a lot of birds. Well, that's all animals, right?
And we got the Razorbacks, the Hogs, playing right now,
weird.
Too.
Yeah. Calipari. But in a general sense, in sports, let's go through it. We got bears. You got to be a bear, a cat, a tiger, a lion, or a bird. Right?
The NFC North has, you know, a lot going on there with the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings. The Packers are the only one that's a little doesn't make plays.
Yeah, no, Vikings are humans, and Packers are, I don't know what they are. But, I'm just thinking animals, right?
Yeah, but to me, Viking, like, you know, it's like.
No. Not an animal.
The purple people eaters are like they're. It doesn't feel like they're humans either.
They are humans. They're humans on a boat with horny hats. Okay, spiky hats.
not the kind of human I want to hang out with. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Unless her name. Let me relax here. What are the animals? There's no Razorbacks are a unique animal. Thinking about sports in general.
In football, we got the Falcons.
Falcons. Right, there's a bird. No, I'm thinking about unique animals.
Oh, unique animals. Okay.
Like a Razorback? That's unique.
Sure.
The Wolverines of Michigan are unique. Okay, that's pretty cool. You got Wolverines.
Oh, I got one. They're not in the tournament, but they had a good season. The UC Irvine Anteaters.
Are you kidding? Are you really? They're the Anteaters?
I'm totally serious.
Oh, my God.
And Wofford right now, by the way, I just look up.
Terriers.
The Terriers.
Yeah, it's a dog. Okay.
But yeah, Anteaters for Irvine is. I guarantee you, when they make it every year, people hear that they're the Anteaters, and that's enough for them to pick them.
I'm going to have to Google that. The Anteaters. I'm not doubting you, but I'm going to Google.
I'm totally serious.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I want to know why.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
That is what I'm going to Google. Why in the hell you would name a team the Anteaters? Like, that's not. Okay, we talked about this yesterday. The Richmond has the Spiders, which is fine. But the Anteaters?
Cougars is okay, right? Got a couple Cougars
in
college.
Yep. Everybody loves Cougars. Sure. I love Cougars. It's a cat. That's not unusual. Razorbacks, a wild pig, unusual. An anteater as an animal, unusual. Cougar, not unusual. That might take the cake there. UC Irvine Anteaters. That's lame. Imagine being in a high school and a team shows up.
I just want to know, like, what athletic director way back when decided we're going to call ourselves the Anteaters?
Well, I'm going to Google it in the break, and we will we'll find out. Certainly one of the more less intimidating names in the space. This is almost like Miami. It's like, hey, we got a Miami football team coming to town. What are they called? The Dolphins. Okay.
Okay, a couple other SEC ones for you. The Gators of Florida and the Crimson Tide of Alabama. They have that elephant. Like, what is that?
Yeah, it's an elephant.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Elephants, I saw it. Well, due to how terrible the internet is, I didn't search it. It popped up. There was an elephant that crushed the guy. So, you know, not all that bad. An elephant, sure. And then the Gators is normal, man. That's ain't nobody messing with no Gator. Get you in that wrap and start twirling, or what they call a gator roll, man. Ain't nothing. That's bad business right there. You don't want none of that, man. You don't want none of that. Anteaters. Yeah, you put a gator in front of an anteater. I think we know what's going to happen. The gator's going to have lunch. It's real, real simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Drake is currently leading Missouri 15-12. There's about 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Meanwhile, Tennessee is keeping a safe distance against Wofford. They lead 51-40. Texas A&M is leading Yale 37-29. About 10 seconds to go here in the first half. And so we are going to take a break. And when we come back, you know, I'm outside of identifying why the hell a team would call themselves the Anteaters. Speaking of the NFL, I think I mentioned that Stephon Diggs had a special trip up to New England this week. And then in Pittsburgh, they had a special meeting with someone who played for the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'll tell you about it all on the other side of the break. It's March Madness. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, that'd be me. Not classy or intelligent, but I would be JR. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And this portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. Get deals so right it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got a couple of games at halftime right now. Arkansas and Kansas. Well, Arkansas now leads Kansas 47-44. They're at the half. Texas A&M is leading Yale 40-29. They are at the half. We got a good one between Drake and Missouri. Drake is leading 18-16. And then we won't have another game start for about an hour. That next game will be Utah State versus UCLA. And then we got Omaha versus St. John's, UC San Diego versus Michigan, the Wolverines, UNC Wilmington versus Texas Tech will be our final game of the night. They'll get started right around when we are, well, pretty much gone off the air. So we'll keep you up to date as everything as the show continues on. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. And speaking of online, before I quickly get into some NFL news and action, no, Aaron Rodgers has not yet selected where he wants to play. But we do have some information as to why UC Irvine decided to call themselves the Anteaters. You ready for this, Greg? Apparently, in the 60s, they had two water polo players.
Okay.
Pat Glasgow and Bob Ernst. They were on UC Irvine's first water polo team. They proposed the nickname because they liked a comic anteater called BC. That's it.
That's it.
As simple as that.
I'm disappointed. I wanted a bigger story than that.
Two water polo guys named the team mascot. That's not good enough for you?
I mean, I guess water polo is a little more off the beaten path in terms of how the whole athletic department grew to call itself. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Kind of odd, but who knew that the water polo guys had so much influence? I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Big man on campus. Good for them. We'll keep you up to date on the rest of these games as they continue on. Getting some quick NFL action in here. I don't know. Maybe there's something in the water in New England. Stephon Diggs was hanging out. Well, he wasn't hanging out. He was doing more than hanging out with the New England Patriots. Yeah, Stephon Diggs, who blew out his ACL. Yeah, Stephon Diggs, who went from the Buffalo Bills and then went to the Texans and then blew out his leg. Yeah, apparently, apparently, the Patriots want to give him a look. And why not? Have you seen the Patriots wide receivers? They could certainly use the help. This is some news that broke pretty late yesterday. Take a listen to this news clip. This is NBC Sports Boston. And this is Mike Holly saying everybody that Stephon Diggs, he could be good. He can help the culture for the New England Patriots. Okay.
The irony here is Steph Diggs is a culture guy for these Patriots. His talent may not be there for him, but his culture is. You said all the things. He's competitive. He's tough. He plays in cold weather. He goes over the middle. He's got great energy. He was a captain in Buffalo. Yeah, they ran him out. He was a captain. And so all these things that work in his favor, yes, they will backfire on you when you're losing a playoff game. But wouldn't the Patriots love to be in that position, to be in a playoff game?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd agree with the Patriot. Well, not the Buffalo Bills ran him off. He talked his way out of there. He didn't want to be there. He wasn't happy with the amount of targets that he was getting, and so they wanted to spread the ball out more, and so they got rid of him. As simple as that. But when you think about their receiving targets, their top receiver last year was a tight end. It was Hunter Henry. He led the team in receiving yards with 674. In the modern NFL, I'm just sorry, it's not going to cut it. I think we all can agree to that. And so when you think about all of these wide receivers that got all these brand new contracts, it was only a few years ago that Stephon Diggs was considered one of the best wideouts in the game. Well, now being 31 years old with a blown out ACL, he may not even start the regular season. He would still be an improvement for New England Patriots team that without a shadow of a doubt, they're going to get better. Like they won 4 games last year. Let's think about this. Drake May is moving into his second year. They have a brand new head coach. They have one of the best head coaches in the NFL, in Mike Vrabel. All things considered, he should have never gotten the boot from the Tennessee Titans, except for he's smarter than everybody in the building, including the owner. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten rid of the guy. The New England Patriots still have a great chance and an opportunity to draft a guy. I don't know, they can get anybody. I don't know, do they want to tap into Colorado? Do they want to bring in a Travis Hunter? I mean, he might be available for them to draft. They're in a good space. They bring in Milton Williams, who just won a championship with the Philadelphia Eagles, to play on their defensive line. They bring in Harold Landry, who, if he's healthy coming out of Tennessee, he can go out there and get some sacks. They add to the defense in the second level with Robert Spillane, who comes over from Las Vegas. Man, Christian Gonzalez, imagine him being out there with Travis Hunter. The Patriots might have the biggest turnaround of any team next year. In being able to add Stephon Diggs in any capacity, even if he's not 100%, whenever they get him out there, and they're going to draft another wide receiver too, by the way, it's going to be a plus. It's definitely going to be a plus for the New England Patriots. And speaking of the draft, this is kind of crazy in its own sense. We know Aaron Rodgers hasn't made up his decision as to where he wants to throw the football. We know the Minnesota Vikings currently made that decision for him. They don't want him. Aaron Rodgers is now left with few options. You want to play for the New York Giants? Why would you want to do that? They suck. do you want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, why would you want to do that? Well, Aaron Rodgers has said plenty of times that he admires head coach Mike Tomlin. You have two great wide receivers in George Pickens. George Pickens is still going to be there. You have DK Metcalf. They just traded for and gave him a big old deal. So the Steelers, they got some weapons to go out there and work with. So Aaron Rodgers would have a good place to play. Now, more recently, if the Steelers are not going to go the Aaron Rodgers route, if Aaron Rodgers is not going to go their route, the Steelers apparently met with Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe, who ran a 4.37 40-yard dash. That is in RG3 territory. That is in Lamar Jackson territory. Now, I don't think anybody's going to wake up and go, oh, my God, you know, Jalen Milroe is going to be a Michael Vick, or, well, hopefully he's not RG3. Those injuries tore that guy up. Nobody's going to say he's going to be a multiple-time MVP. But 4.37 is ridiculously impressive. Think about this. This past season with Alabama, he rushed for 20 touchdowns. Everybody talks about how hard he works. If he can become a better passer, I think Jalen Milroe will be a starter in the NFL without a shadow of a doubt. If he can improve on his passing and decision making and tie his athleticism in, he's going to be a beast. A matter of fact, at his pro day, he was asked about having a meeting with the Steelers. They sat down and they met. Will the Steelers take him? Wouldn't that be pretty amazing? This is what Jalen Milroe had to say about meeting with Mike Tomlin.
I just thought it was a great opportunity to build with the Steelers and have that opportunity. You know, I remember watching the AFC North and the battles that they have growing up. And so now to have the opportunity to be around Coach Tomlin, I don't take it lightly at all. And so if the opportunity presents itself for me to be his quarterback, I'll take full advantage of it.
Yeah, what is he going to say? Nah, pass. Can't say that. You know, we talked about the Patriots and what they're going to be able to do. Well, besides go out and win more than four games this year. The New England Patriots draft the number 4 overall. Travis Hunter very well might be there and might be available for the New England Patriots to take. Meanwhile, you think about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't have a draft selection until number 21. If Aaron Rodgers comes on, do they still utilize that number 21 spot to select a quarterback of the future? Would that not be the best case scenario for Aaron Rodgers to mentor Jalen Milroe? I mean, he's one of the greatest passers of all time. I mean, that may not be the worst thing. Or are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to address the running back position since they're running back? Well, they let him walk, or they let him run, you know, all the way to Los Angeles. Yeah, there's some question marks on the Steelers, but at selection number 21, it'd be cool if they did get their hands on Jalen Milroe. Because the one thing the Steelers have been looking for since the departure of Mr. Ben Roethlisberger, or since they said, you're too old, we want to move on, is a quarterback. That's it. You think about everybody else in the AFC North? We got a couple of MVP candidates, don't we? And Joe Burrow is not going anywhere. Perennial MVP candidate. You got Lamar Jackson. He's not going anywhere. Perennial MVP candidate. And then you take a look at the Browns. And then you can turn your eyes away. This whoever the hell they get in the draft is not going to be an MVP candidate. Just a saying out of the gate. If the Steelers really want to be competitive, not be a team that wins 10 games, 11 games, and then gets bounced in the wild card round, they got to get a QB. It'd be a dream scenario. Aaron Rodgers to Jalen Milroe. That'd be pretty cool. If I were a Steelers fan, I'd sign up for that. You have a chance to continue to win now and develop into the future. That'd be good. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, I could deal with that. I could deal with Jalen Milroe learning in the same room as Aaron Rodgers. Just don't go to a wellness retreat with the guy. That might be a bad idea. You know what? And speaking of bad ideas, when we come back, we've mentioned the Georgia Bulldogs. The basketball team lost earlier today. And the Georgia football team, they've gotten in trouble again. Take a guess as to why. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We'll talk some more college ball. But to get an update on everything going on in the tournament and the world of sports, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, it is so weird to see head coach John Calipari yelling on the sidelines for the Arkansas Razorbacks with a gigantic Razorback mascot in the background. I'm still not used to that, and I won't be. We got a good one. Arkansas leads Kansas 59-55 here. Some other action, Texas A&M leads Yale 45-35. And Tennessee is smoking Wofford 70-56. That game is going to come to a conclusion sooner than later. There's now less than 4 minutes to go in the game. It's time to run that clock out and just go ahead and get this one over with. We'll keep you up to date on all the action as the games continue to roll on. And then as we, in a little bit, we're going to get a few more games that are going to start up. You know, one of the games, and we mentioned them earlier as we talked about animals and the mascots, but one of the games that ended earlier today is Gonzaga beating Georgia. Matter of fact, that game concluded not too long after we got on air here, and the Zags beat Georgia 89-68. And good for Gonzaga. They get to move on and take on Houston, all them Cougars. Shout outs to the Cougars. Love Cougars. But outside of that, Georgia didn't just lose today on the basketball court. The Georgia football program took another L today, not just in the court of public opinion, just all over the damn place, because another one of their athletes was arrested earlier this morning for driving like a complete nut. This is crazy. Nitro Tuggle, hell of a name, right? Nitro Tuggle was arrested this morning and released. He paid his $26 bond for speeding and reckless driving. It happens, right? It happens. You got a college student, college athlete. Humans, we I've gotten speeding tickets. You know, you drive long enough, you get a speeding ticket. But then we got super speeders. People are going, 100 miles per hour. It gets nuts out here. Not only did Nitro Tuggle, God bless him, he's still alive. Not only did he get arrested. On Monday, their offensive lineman, Marquise Easley, he was involved in a car crash Monday night. We don't know the details, but I guess there were enough details that both he and Nitro Tuggle have been suspended by the program indefinitely. Now, what's the big deal here? Here's a big deal. Over the past 2 years, you heard me correctly. Over the past 2 years, the Georgia Bulldogs have had approximately 25 to 30 different incidents involving vehicles and driving and speeding and DUIs and reckless drive. They've had 25 to 30 incidents in the past 2 years. I'd say probably the biggest one is after they won that national championship in 2023, where offensive lineman Devin Willick died in a car crash racing against current Philadelphia Eagles star Jalen Carter. Like, come on. Y'all didn't learn after that. And so Kirby Smart, the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, like, they haven't found a solution yet. Like, well, ETN. Oh, he had a DUI. Oh, they made him sit out the first game from last year. Okay, well, that hasn't stopped these guys from speeding and racing each other. And I can't say I understand it, but it makes sense. Anyone who's ever been anywhere between Atlanta, Georgia and Athens, Georgia, there is nothing but space and opportunity and road. the road is built like a, racetrack. You just go. So it's not surprising once these guys get outside of Athens, and if they want to make their way to Atlanta and go back and forth, it's not a long trip, an hour and change, if that, depending on how fast you're going. It's not a shock. But at some point in time, Kirby Smart just can't deliver statements and go, I'm trying to tell the guys, I'm trying to educate the guys, I'm trying to tell the guys. No, man, you got to do something. I don't know. You going to start booting guys from the team? Like, at what point in time are you so irresponsible in life at a college level that maybe you don't deserve to play college athletics? I understand in the pros, these guys got contracts, getting tons of money. Isn't school supposed to be about learning? Like, isn't playing football a privilege? I know it's a business, but at what point in time can we have a little bit of morality? Nobody wants to see the star player get the boot. I understand that. But the penalty should be a little bit more severe, because it sounds like Kirby Smart in the school, like they never have a proper response. There's never levels. It's never, if you do this, you're going to be out. You never do this, you're going to do that. It's two strikes, and this can kill people. People have died. You know, this is not your everyday mistake. We have people who have died. This is last year. I want you to take a listen. Kirby Smart. This is, I don't know, incident number 21. You know, he was at SEC Media Day, and he was asked, what are y'all doing? Like, why does everybody in your program, or why every few months is there a new car incident? How can you slow your guys down? And he didn't have an answer. Listen to this.
I'm disappointed anytime we have traffic incidents. It's very evident when you look at it. We've had traffic citations and incidents throughout the history of being at the University of Georgia. And we actually don't have more now than we've had in the past. So what concerns me most is the safety of our players. All right. And when you drive at high speeds, it's unsafe. And we don't want that to happen. We're going to do all we can to take that out and make sure that's eradicated. But I'm also smart enough, Pat, to understand and know that 18 to 20-year-olds is when this happens. When it happened to me as a student athlete, that's when speeding happens. What we want to do is take that out and make it safe and not have high speeds. If somebody's going to get a speeding ticket, it should not be a super speeder.
He said a whole lot of nothing. We want to take that out. Take what out? Speeding? You're not going to stop anybody from... What is the punishment? Okay? What's the punishment? What are the ramifications? And you want to make the students safe. You know what irritates me? And I'm no saint out here. But you know what irritates me? When we have people on the road who just drive. Like they own... Not even that they own the road. Like they're on the road by themselves. Like you acting like a complete fool in your car. I don't know, going 100 miles per hour, zipping through lanes here and there. You make one mistake, if someone can't see you or doesn't know, you not just hurting yourself, forget you. You're hurting somebody else in another car. You're hurting that other person's family. You're hurting their kids and their parents and their spouse. Like, that's the part that bothers me. If you want to be a complete jackass, do that in your house. Do that on your personal time. If you want to be endangering anybody, endanger yourself, but don't endanger the public. And so Kirby Smart can think as much as he wants. Oh, I think about the safety of my play. Man, think about the safety of the people who are just outside minding their business, trying to go to work and trying to go home. That's it. I don't got no patience for that. And so it's disappointing. And Kirby Smart is going to get asked this question again. Hey, Kirby, what are you going to do to stop your play? Well, you can't stop it. You can't take away their cars. You can't just automatically put a breathalyzer in the vehicle. You can't drive them to and from everywhere. That's not going to happen. You have control over the football program. Who plays? And who participates? Do something about that. The punishments have to be worse. I know Georgia, Bulldogs, SEC, football this, football that. There comes a point in time, man, where the punishments, You got to utilize the punishments to make sure that these guys know and think twice. Not that, hey, I'll just be punished and I'll bond out and everything will be fine. No. Obviously, the punishments haven't been severe enough. And Kirby Smart's statements like, oh, we need to eliminate the speeding, need to do this, no super speeders. Stop giving these guys a pass because you want to win football games. And start thinking about people and their lives. Please. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Right now, Arkansas and Kansas, they are still going at it. The Razorbacks lead 62-61. The clock is running out, and the clock is done between Tennessee and Wofford. Tennessee leads 77. They win 77-62. Meanwhile, Texas A&M 53-42 over Yale. I'm going to give you some more updated scores on the other side of the break. I'll give you some updates on the brackets as well. And I'll let you know whether or not your bracket is busted. How does America look in comparison to you? I'll give you that update. We got a lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.